Okay, we're in the middle of Tosfos, top Tosfos. If you remember, we drew our charts last time. There's Hashem. And we're trying to work out where exactly the machlokes is. And we basically split it up into two cases. Case number one, Shavuos, same bracha. Case number two, Einom Shavuos. In case number one, when it's Shavuos, for example, you have an olive and an apple, Zayis and a Tapuach, then there definitely is a machlokes. There's only one bracha, that's obvious. Which one do you make the bracha over, according to the Chachamim Chaviv, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, Min Shiva. In case number two, however, when it's Einom Shavuos, so here we have a discussion between Ula and Rav Yirmiya as to whether or not there is a machloikas in this case as well between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Ula says there's no machloikas. Machloikas was only in Shavuos, but Einom Shavuos, no machloikas. What does that mean, no machloikas? Everybody agrees, definitely two brachas, nothing to discuss. So we had a box open there. What do you mean two brachas? Yeah, but which one comes first? You didn't tell us that. So we saw in Tosfos filled us in. And remember he said that what must we fill in the box? Everybody agrees that there's two brachas. And which one comes first?
Chaviv.
In other words, even, and this precisely Ula's Chiddush, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that Min Shiva is significant, it's only significant if the question is, do you make a bracha over it or not? I.e. in Shavuos. But where you are making a bracha, and it's a question of which one comes first, then Min Shiva does not outweigh Chaviv. That's the way Tosfos learned. Ula, and remember he said, and how do I know this? I know it precisely because the Gemara doesn't say anything. And if the Gemara doesn't say anything, then certainly it means everybody is in agreement. And therefore, if it's a question, does the Rabbim agree to the Yochid, or the Yochid agrees to the Rabbim, safe to assume that the Yochid agrees to the Rabbim. Had it been anything differently, be rest assured the Gemara would have told us. So therefore, the Yochid agrees to the Rabbim. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim that under these circumstances, Chaviv wins the day. Rabbi Yirmiya, however, holds not that way. Because Rabbi Yirmiya certainly says that what? That even in the case of Einom Shavuos, not only, but even, once again, there is a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, and Rabbi Yehuda sticks to his guns, and he says what? Min Shiva wins the day. Which means, according to Rabbi Yirmiya, Min Shiva is not only a factor when you have Shavuos, and it's a question of which one do you make the bracha over, but even in Einom Shavuos, when I'm making two brachas, and the question would therefore become, which one gets there first, Min Shiva also wins the day. That's what we saw so far. So let's have a look at Tosfos again, from the beginning. Top Tosfos. Aval b'she'ein b'rkoisein Shavuos pirush Rashi, k'goin tznoin v'zayis. That's called Einom Shavuos, you have a radish and an olive. V'shuv ein kan machlokes, there is no machlokes. Kiven she'ein ho'echod, hoiter es chaveiroi. Because one is not exempting the other one. What does that mean? One is not exempting the other one because there are two different brachas, and therefore you're going to have to make two different brachas. Therefore, Fila Rabbi Yehuda Maida. In that case, even Rabbi Yehuda would admit, De'ein Adifus B'Shiva Saminim. In those circumstances, Rabbi Yehuda would be the first one to admit that there is no superiority to Shiva Saminim, Elam Avorech, Al Eza, Sheyirtze, Tchilo. Rather, you make a bracha, whichever one you desire first, Hachoviv Loi, the one that is most desirable to him, Va'achakach Yivorech Al Hasheni. Following which, you'll make a bracha over the second one. V'chein yesh lefarish, says Tosfos, I'm absolutely in agreement. This is the way that one should explain why. De Rabbi Yehuda, moida lechachamim. Yes, that sounds very plausible to me. In fact, very logical. The Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Chachamim. Hoyel, since v'loy pirish ha-gemara. Seeing as the Gemara does not explain in which way the traffic's moving, does the Yochid agree to the Rabbim or the Rabbim to the Yochid? So mutav, what does mutav mean? It is better, shenoima, that we should say, sheyochid moida l'rabim, v'loi rabim moidim l'yochid. Had the rabim agreed to the yochid, that would have been a very big chiddush, and the Gemara would have had to inform us of that. Failure to inform us of that means that logic is restored, and therefore you can guess it yourself. I can only guess it myself if it's logical, i.e. the Yochid agrees to the Rabbim. Fine. So we have Baruch Hashem, all the pieces in place. The last remaining factor was the question mark in the box. The box has now been filled. So we now know that when there are Ein Birkoseim Shavois, according to Ullah, there's no machloikas, you make a bracha over the Chaviv. And according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there is a machloikas, either Chaviv or Minshiv. Now, let's proceed. V'hiksha Rashi. Tosfos quotes Rashi, and you'll remember we saw this, that Rashi asks, V'livrei chalatznoin, why can't you make a bracha over the tznoin? V'liftoir es hazayis, and thereby exempt the olive. Why are you telling me that in the case of Einom Shavois, that it's so simple and so obvious that you make two brachos? Why is it so obvious? One bracha can't fit all? Surely you can make a bracha over the Tznoin, which is the Hadoma, and that will exempt the Zayis, which is Oetz, because the Hotznan Le'el. After all, we've learned in a Mishnah in Daf Mem, Bireich al peirois ha'ilon boirei pri ha'adoma. If you made a bracha on fruits from the tree, which you should have made, or eitz, and in fact you said boirei pri ha'adoma, yotza, you would be yotza. So you see that actually boirei pri ha'adoma covers fruits. So why can't you make ha'adoma over the tznoin, and that will cover the fruit, that will cover the zayis? V'tireitz, this is all a quote of Rashi. And Rashi, having asked that question, then answered, Dashani Hosam. Over there it's different. She'ein Shom Elo Chad Mino. There is only one species in front of me on the table. I only had one apple. And what did you do? V'ta'o, and you made a mistake. U'birech b'irei pri ho'adoma. And you made a bracha of ho'adoma over it. Under those circumstances, what do I say? You accidentally made ha'adoma instead of ha'eitz, but the eved, it's okay. Why am I yotza? Because every ha'eitz, every fruit, ultimately came from the ground. Remember, the other way around, you wouldn't be yotza. If you made a bari pri ha'eitz over a cucumber, then you wouldn't be yotza, because you can't say every cucumber comes from the tree, doesn't. But every tree, every fruit on the tree, ultimately came from the ground. So you'd be yotza. Aval hocha. But over here, kishabireich boirei priho adomo alatznoin, loy potares chaveroi, it will not exempt the other one, shu boirei priho eitz, afilu bedievet, even bedievet.
Why did Tosfos find it necessary to bring this, just repeat Rashi?
To quote Rashi, we'll see, let's carry on. Ve'im toima, says Tosfos, I have a question. I have a question. Ho Amrinon Lael. We said above in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Everyone remembers the sugya there. Very scary story. Two Talmidim, one mock the other, they end up dying. V'chuli. Now, it says over there, Ho Amrinon Lael, we said over there, Gabi Uvda, with regard to the story, the Bar Kapora. There was a story there of Bar Kapora. And we say there, the birkas boirei pri ha'adoma, that the bracha of boirei pri ha'adoma, chashiva tfei mishahakel, is more choshuv than shahakel. Why is ha'adoma more choshuv than shahakel? Lefi shemvureres tfei. Because it is more choice. What does it mean it's more choice?
More specific.
Shahar Kohel is like the generic bracha that basically fits for everything. But by definition, it's less chosh of them. The more specific something is, the more unique it is. So Shahar Kohel works for meat, and Shahar Kohel works for fish, and Shahar Kohel works b'dieved as well for fruit and vegetables, but Ha'adamah doesn't. So because Ha'adamah is more unique and more specific, therefore, it's more chashuv. If that's the case, says Tosis, I'm learning from there a very important principle. That if I want to know which bracha is more chashuv than another, look how specific and unique it is. So if you follow that logic to its conclusion, says Tosis, if that's true, im kain, gam boire pri ha'eitz, chashivatfei. Well, so too, therefore, boire pri ha'eitz also should be considered more chashuv mi birkas boire pri ha'adama. Because if you follow that logic through, again, what's more specific, ha'eitz or adama?
Right.
Ha'eitz, as we just said, because ha'adama, Hadamah can cover ha'etz, but ha'etz can't cover ha'adamah.
You can't get more specific than a hadamah for a tomato. As specific as it can be.
No, but hadamah works in more cases than ha'etz. Hadamah is more inclusive than ha'etz. Just like Shahar Kohel is more inclusive than ha'adamah, ha'adamah is more inclusive than ha'etz. If you draw a list of how many things can be included in ha'etz, and compare it to how much can be included in Ha'adamah, you'll see Ha'adamah includes more. So therefore, it's always disproportionate. The more it covers, the less chashuv. The less it covers, the more chashuv. So if Ha'adamah is considered, based on that, more chashuv than Shahar Kohel, then in turn, Ha'etz should be considered more chashuv than Ha'adamah, because it's mevureres tfei. Therefore what? What's Tosis' kasha? Okay, so maybe it is more choshev. So what's the kasha? What's the kasha? Is Tosis' kasha, therefore if I say ha'etz over ha'adamah, it should cover it? A Rosh who asks the same question and adds one or two words.
Maybe then Hadama can't be Yotze the Hades since it's more kosher.
The Mishnah definitely tells us Ha'adamah covers Ha'etz.
Even if we're saying it's more chashuv?
The Rosh asks the same kasha as Tosis, but he explains, he adds one or two more lines. We said in the beginning, the way the Rosh explains, this is a challenge to the first part of Tosis. Remember, we filled in the missing box and we said that when you have two minim, einom shavois, ha'etz and ha'adamah, which one do you make a bracha over first?
Chaviv.
And Tosfos says everybody would agree to that. Why? If the Gemara doesn't say, then we can rest assured that the Yochid agrees to the Rabbim. All according to Ula. Quite right. So Tosis is asking, one second, that very point disturbs me. Why indeed can you make a bracha over whatever you want? Surely Ha'etz is more choshev than Ha'adamah. That was precisely the point in the story there in Daf Lamed Tes with Bar Kapara, There the issue was, which one did you make a bracha first? It was a question of Hadamah and Shahakal, different types of foods. So therefore, why are you telling me, according to Ula, that with Einom Shavois you make a bracha over whichever one you prefer? 1 second. Surely Ha'etz is a more choshev bracha than Ha'adamah. And if it's more choshev than Ha'adamah, then I should make a bracha over it first. Ha'etz is more choshev. That's what the Rosh, he asks the same question as Tosfos, and he adds those extra words. Now, that's the question. That's what Tosfos is bringing to the table now, a new factor.
New category?
Mefurish HaGemara. A Mefurish HaGemara, that when I've got two brachas and I've got to make one first, I go for the more choshev bracha. So if that's the case, then surely Ha'etz is more choshev than Ha'adamah. Why is it more choshev? Because it's mavura, it's very, make a list, and you'll see that it covers less foods. Says Tosfos, v'yesh loima, a little bit of a vague answer. D'loi choshev boirei pri ha'etz, kol kach, mi boirei pri ha'adama. Ha'etz is not that more significant than boirei pri ha'adama. It's only marginally more choshev. Meaning, if you make your list, it'll cover 20 foods instead of 25. Shahakoil is 55. Off the charts. Therefore, what? We only give first vote pole position to the more choshev one if it's significantly more choshev. So Ha'adamah is significantly more choshev than Shahakal. Shahakal covers hundreds of foods. Ha'adamah, much less. So what are you going to tell me? Yeah, but Ha'etz, even less than that. There's hardly a difference. It's not that less significant in order for us to say that Ha'adamah will win the day. Fine. Therefore, that factor is not a factor. Therefore, we say Chaviv wins the day. Now, Taisa says in conclusion, Uma shekosav Bahalocha is gedolos. This is one of the great Rishonim, the Bahag. The Bahag, base Hey Gimel, stands for the Baal, Halocha is gedolos, after his sefer that he wrote. The Baal Halocha is gedolos actually does say that. That what? The Bahag jolly well did say that. So what are you telling me that what? That it's not that much more choshev. And therefore, everybody agrees that Chaviv wins the day. The Bahag writes the exact opposite. The Ha'etz wins the day. Why?
More specific.
Because it's Muvurera. So clearly he does consider this factor. It says, Tosfos, Hainu lefi hamaskona de la kamon. He's explaining the maskona. Remember, all of this Tosfos was coming to explain whose opinion?
Ula.
Ula says that in the case of Einom Shavois, in case 2, there is no machlokes, everybody says Chaviv. Says Tosfos, in explanation of Ula, yes, I would tell you that what? That Chaviv wins the day, and Ha'etz Ha'adamah, you cannot really say that one is more choshev. So what are you going to tell me? But the Bahag says it is. The Bahag is not coming to explain Ula. The Bahag is explaining the Maskana of the Gemara, which was Reb Yirmiyah. And Reb Yirmiyah maintains that in the case of Einom Shavois, there is a machloikas about which one comes first, Chaviv or Min Shiva. According to Reb Yehuda, which one comes first? min shivah. So what happens if I don't have a min shivah? And I've just got a eitzo adomo, that's when the Bahag says, or eitz wins the day. Says Tosfos, Hainu de lefia maskona. He's going according to the maskona de lekamon, de pligi, that maintains that there is a machlokes even when b'she'ein birkusei and shavuos. The kaim along Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin la locha like Rabbi Yehuda that the min shiva wins the day, not chaviv. Therefore, if there is no min shiva, what do? Ha'etz on ha'adomo. So this is now another case that we haven't yet discussed. Until now, we've spoken about zayis tapuach, zayis tznoin. What about a tapuach and a tznoin? Never discussed that. A tapuach is ha'etz and a tznoin is ha'adomo. We've never discussed that. Now, if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that what? That min shiva is odif, then obviously that only applies if I have a min shiva. But if I've got a tapuach and a tznoin when there is no min shiva, says Tosfos, that's what the Bahag means, that the ha'etz wins the day. But according to Ula says there is no machlokes, you always go with chaviv, then you always go with chaviv. Whether or not there's a min shiva or not is totally irrelevant.
When we have two.
So let's just finish two more lines. Avol. However, says Tosfos, bat lahai lishna. But according to the first loshin, that means according to Ula, the Omrinon that says the loy pligi, that there is no machlekas b'shein birkusei and shavos. According to the first Lashon, who says there's no machlokes but einam shavos, the only machlokes is with shavos, then loy mitukum, then it would not fit in. The psak d'halach is gedolos. Could he pirashti that? I've already explained that you would not say the ha'etz wins the day. What do you say? Chaviv, the yochid agrees to the rabbin. Yes, Runach.
So when we have an
eitz
and
a tzav
today, we say
ha'etz. Right. Halacha l'maisa, quite right. Right. So, Moirai v'Rabbi, if I tell you a little secret. We have, and we'll soon see Mitzvah Hashem, not today, but maybe we really should see the halacha together, but because you asked. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Now, normally, yochid v'rabim, we say halacha k'rabim, but over here we don't. We pass on that Rabbi Yehuda, for whatever reason. Tosfos tells us we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
Now, if we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, so we now need to know, okay, we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You've only told me half the story. Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, like Ula or Rabbi Yirmiyah? So we actually paskin like Rabbi Yirmiyah. That's what Tosfos has told us. We'll have to see in the halacha whether that's true. If that's the case, it will emerge. If you have a ha'etz and a ha'adomo, bracha over ha'etz. If you have min shiva and a ha'adomo, obviously min shiva. That's what comes out from Tosfos. We'll see lahalacha, Mr. Hashem, when we finish the sugya, we'll have to open up a Shulchan Aruch and a Mishnah Berurah to see how this all comes to a halachic conclusion. Okay. Huh?
Gishmak. I think I've always told my kids this way you can say two brachos. I think we say ha'etz.
Very good. That's what we paskin. Ha'etz comes first before ha'adomo. Whereas according to Ula, that wouldn't necessarily be the case. If you have ha'etz or ha'adomo, then chaviv. So what do we paskin halacha l'maisa? If you have ha'etz and ha'adomo in front of you, which one do you go for? That's according to Rabbi Yirmiyah. And according to Ula?
Chaviv.
So if you'd open up a Shulchan Aruch, what do we pass on? We actually pass on like Ula. We do not pass like Rabbi Yirmiyahu. We pass like Ula, which means if you have an apple and a banana, which one do you make a bracha over first? Chaviv, whatever you prefer.
And you're passing on saying two brachas at one time.
You're making two brachas. First or eights, then or hadama. Or hadama, and then eights, whichever was more chaviv.
Could you
explain that? Toi says the Bahag, maybe Paskin's not that way. The Bahag Paskin's that according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, you make a bracha over her eights and then her adama as a general rule. Beseda, because he doesn't go with chaviv. But we do go with chaviv. Her eights and her adama, you go for chaviv. So you want to hear the world famous question? Rabbi Nachman, this is all your fault? Because you're asking halacha l'maisa? This is the world famous question. Are you ready for it? Drum roll. Ha'etz and ha'adomo. If we tell you that the halacha is like ula, so what am I going to make a bracha over?
Chaviv.
Now there's no rule, ha'etz or ha'adomo. Whichever one is chaviv. If ha'adomo is chaviv, then? Ha'adomo. And if ha'etz is chaviv, ha'etz. Fine. So what's the big problem? The big problem is if you would also have a Shivas Haminim there. Imagine you have a Zayas, a Tapuach, and a Tznoyin in front of you. This whole sugya we've been talking about with is two items. Imagine you've got three. Okay? Zayas, Tapuach, and Hoitz, and a Tznoyin. So if you just have the tapuach and the tznoin, you go for chaviv. Now that you've got the shivas haminim, second Rabbi Yehuda, you make a bracha of the Shivas Haminim. That's not a problem. Yeah, no, the shaila is as follows. I think, if I'm not mistaken, we paskin, as we just mentioned, you go for chaviv. However, if I've got two ha'etz, a zayas and a tapuach, even if one is the shivas haminim, we also go for chaviv. So imagine if you prefer the tapuach more than the zayas. If you prefer the Zayis more than the Tapuach, so you make a bracha over the Tapuach, even though the Zayis is Shivas Haminim. If you have a Tapuach and it's Tznoyin, and you prefer the Tznoyin, then you make a bracha over the Tznoyin. But Tznoyin can never beat Shivas Haminim. I think that's what you're passing along. I might as well have to see in Shulchan Aruch. So even though Ha'adoma can beat Ha'etz, but it can't beat Shivas Haminim. A rival Ha'etz can beat Shivas Haminim, but not Ha'adoma. So you'll be stuck in a catch-22 situation. You have a tznoin, a radish, a tapuach, an apple, and a zayas, and olive in front of you. I prefer the apple more than the olive, but the radish more than the apple. So my very favorite is the radish. My second favorite is the apple, and my third favorite is the olive. So what are you going to make a bracha on first? If you want to make a bracha over the olive, I'll say no, there's a rival ha'etz. The tapuach is more chaviv to you, and two ha'etz is, you go for chaviv. So you'll move over to the apple. If you want to make a bracha over the apple, I'll say no, ha'adomo is more chaviv, because your radish is the absolute favorite, go over to the adomo. And if you go to the adomo, I'll say, you can't outweigh shivas haminim, so go back to the zayis. But once you go back to the zayis, then the tapuach say, I'm sorry, I'm more chaviv. Once you go to the tapuach, then the radish says, I'm more chaviv. Once you go to the radish, then the zayis says, I'm shivas haminim. So you go doing hakafas all day.
See, I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah, pull out a roll from the freezer.
Yeah, but you prioritize it. You first deal with the first category.
What's the first category?
No.
Why is that snowing? Can't beat shivas haminim.
It can't, but it's not beating directly.
It is. You can't make a bracha first over shivas haminim. You cannot make a bracha over adama when I've got shivas haminim in front of you. That shivas haminim has to come first. Once you make shivas haminim, then the tapuach will come first. Once I make the tapuach, then the snow will come first. I think that is the catch 22 situation.
You just wash.
Or just don't like radishes. There are a number of these cases where you have catch 22s. That's always the question, where do you stop? Because brachas, there are many circumstances that you can conjure up where you have a catch 22 situation. You want to hear another catch 22 situation? Okay, here's another catch 22 situation. This has nothing to do with Hilchos Brachos. Those who are with us when we learnt Makkos, Edim Zomamin, will remember.
I was here, but I don't know if I remember.
Better, it's all your fault. Okay, we'll be in the following case. Two Edim come to Besdin, and they say, we saw the new moon. Okay, Mazel Tov. It's Rosh Chodesh. Where are we up to now? Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If two other Edim come to Besdin and they say to the first two Edim, remember the famous two words, Imonu Hayisem, you are with us, you couldn't possibly have seen the new moon, then it's all cancelled. Fine, mistake, Edim Zomamin, and the first lot of Edus are proved to be liars, and Rosh Chodesh is cancelled. Fine. So here comes the phenomenal catch 22 situation. You ready for it? Two young boys are 12 years old, and guess when their birthday is? Rosh Chodesh Kislev. On Rosh Chodesh Kislev, they're going to be Bar Mitzvah. Now, obviously, you cannot listen to an aide who's not yet Bar Mitzvah, he's only a cotton. So two aidim come to Besdin, and they say, we saw the new moon. Okay, good Chodesh, it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. In walks these two boys, and they say, well, if it's Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it's our Bar Mitzvah. Okay? So if it's our Bar Mitzvah, we're now Gedolim, so you have to listen to our Edus. Fine, no problem. What do you have to say? We say that Imanu Ha'isem, that the first two Edim were never saw the moon there in America. Oh, really? So it's not Rosh Chodesh. Fine, it's not Rosh Chodesh. One moment. If it's not Rosh Chodesh, then you're not Gedolim, you're Ketanim.
It's Rosh Chodesh till they rule on the Eidus.
It's not Rosh Chodesh.
But it is right
it's
now.
It's not, because according to your Eidus, you want to scrap Rosh Chodesh. So yeah, how do it start? So it turns out you are Ketanim. If it turns out you're Ketanim, we can never listen to you. So I'm sorry, the first Eidus comes back. Oh great, so we're back to Gedolim again. Or we'd like to say Imanu Ayisem. Fine, so we scrap the Eidus. Well, if it's Eidus, you're Ketanim again. So therefore it's Rosh Chodesh. Oh, if it's Rosh Chodesh, we're Gedolim again.
Why did you need the first case of Edim Zomamim in that case?
That's what will undermine the Edus. They claim that it's Rosh Chodesh.
That's the second case.
There's only one case. I'm going to talk about one case again. Two Edim came to Bez and says Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Right. Based on that, these two boys are now Bar Mitzvah, so they have a right to give Edus. And their Edus is, they say to the first two Edim that you never saw the new moon. Well, if you never saw the new moon, then it's not Rosh Chodesh. If it's not Rosh Chodesh, then you're a katan. So if you're a katan, we have to ignore your edus. And if we ignore your edus, and the first edus is true, it is Rosh Chodesh. Oh, it is Rosh Chodesh, so we're gedalim. Can we please speak again? Yes, what would you like to say? That it's not Rosh Chodesh. Well, then you're katanim, so you can't speak. Okay, well, if you can't speak, then it is Rosh Chodesh, so we become gedalim again. One of the classic catch-22 situations. Again, when do you stop? So if you let them speak, then they've cancelled Rosh Chodesh to become Ketanim. And if you don't let them speak, then they're Gedolim. So then you have to let them speak. That's a famous catch-22 situation.
I don't understand, but until the Bezdin rules on whether their rules... makes a formal declaration, it still is Rosh Chodesh.
So what do you want to declare? Okay, so what do you want to declare?
It's not Rosh Chodesh.
So then they're Ketanim.
No. Yeah, they are Ketanim. But
for the Eidos in retrospect, is untrue.
We have to stop it. At
That's
at
my question. Where do you stop?
Right after the Bezdin rules on their testimony.
So what do you want to rule that was? Now you're Gedolim. What would you like to say? Fine. We would like to say Imono Yisim. Okay, so what happens to the first Eidos now? It gets scrapped. Fine. Right. So therefore the Eidim are not Eidim.
But they're finished with their Eidos.
They're not finished. It turns out they're liars. I don't understand.
They're
Ketanim. If two Eidim came to Bezdin and given Eidus, and afterwards it transpires they were 7 years old, what's the locha? Then the Eidus is scrapped. Can't say, well, we've already accepted it. It was a toss. Same thing here as well. We accepted your Eidus because it's Rosh Chodesh. What would you like to say that it's not Rosh Chodesh? Well, if it's not Rosh Chodesh, you can't speak. Well, if we can't speak, then it's Rosh Chodesh, so we can do it.
They're not saying it's not Rosh Chodesh.
Yes, they are.
They're saying you
were Imanu ha-yisim. Okay. If it's Imanu ha-yisim, then it's not Rosh Chodesh. It's only Rosh Chodesh based on the first two Eidim. If the first two Eidim turn out to be disproven, then it's not Rosh Chodesh. You can't have it both ways. It's either or. That's the question. That's called the catch 22. Thank you. That is the Shaila. So what does the halacha do with an Ein Ladov HaSof situation?
So what's the halacha of the Maaseh?
Catch 22.
Well, what did they do?
Catch 22. That's the Shaila. Every situation needs to be judged in this matter. Where do you stop it? These are brachas, Eidim Zomim, which is gone forever. And many other cases. Shkoyachem Nachum. Zog Teisus. Meisvei. Hoyu lefon of tznoin v'zayis mevorich ala tznoin. So what did the Gemara want to prove from over here? Remember, this is brought right at the beginning. You told me that you've got to make two brachas. Why two brachas? Because they're ein shavos. And yet the Braksa says, we have a tznoin and a zayis, so you just make a bracha over the tznoin. So if you remember, what was the Gemara's answer? Ikavir tafel. Says tois versu parech. Says tois, says therefore what the Gemara means to ask is, alma we see, to mevarech boire priho adama, afilu lifter boire prioates, that you see that you jolly well do. This was Rashi's whole kasha. You see that you jolly well do make a bracha of boire prio adam in order to exempt the boire prioates. Afilu legabezayis, even if we're talking about an olive shumi shivas aminim, the tznoin would exempt it. The kol shekein kloyos. Shehein k'moikein mishivas aminim demavorech alehen boire pri hoadoma liftoir es hatapuchim. A whole balagan what this means. Kipshuta doesn't read. Lachain Sorich Lahanig Hochi Kadaprishis Lael Bain Birkoisem Shovois Kmoy Tapuchim Vekloyois. Tapuchim aha eights, kloyois are kernels, I think, which you make our doma over. So what it does is mean Shin Kmoike Mishiva Saminim. Now kloyois could come from Chitin and Seira. So ultimately they do come from Shiva Saminim. So it's a bit bizarre. It's Shiva Saminim, but the bracha is not ha'etz. You don't make ha'etz on chitah. So the kol shekein kloyos shein kmoike mishivas aminim. Kloyos are also from the shivas aminim. What would be the halacha? The mevorech alehen boire pro adomo lifter es atapuchim. Why is that a kol shekein? We have just said, this is what the Gemara wants to prove.
Around, no?
1 second. We have just said, you have a Zayas and a Tznoin. The Brisa seems to suggest you make a bracha on the Tznoin. Hadoma will beat everything, even to outweigh Shivas Aminim. Kol Shekain, if the Hadoma is the Shivas Aminim. How can the Hadoma be Shivas Aminim? Kloyos. What's Kloyos? Kernels of...
Wheat
and barley. That is Shiva Saminim. So it's Hadoma, but certainly that would outweigh, you'd make a bracha on that to exempt Tapuchim. Why? Because not only, according to the Kasha of the Gemara, does Hadoma exempt a Hoetz, but it even outweighs Shiva Saminim. Well, even more so if the Hadoma is Shiva Saminim, i.e. in the case of Kloyos. The end of Tosfos, there's a whole big balagan, the Vilna Gaon is Magia. We'll leave it for the moment. Omer Reb Yirmiyah. Now over here, there's also a question of Girsois. So let's make a start to this Tosfos. If you remember, when we got to the end of the Sugya, the Gemara says that according to Reb Yirmiyah, the machloikas is not only with shavos, but even with einam shavos. And the Gemara said, okay, that might well be the case, but what exactly is the machloikas? And the Gemara gave a one-word answer. What was the one-word answer? Lahaktim. It was the very first time on the entire page that the concept of hakdoma was brought up. Lahaktim. So obviously you make two brachas. Certainly you can't make one to exempt the other. The question is, which one comes first? Which one comes second? That's the machlekes, according to the Chachamim Chaviv, according to Rabbi Min Shiva. Now, look at our Gemara and the girsa of our Gemara. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah lahakdim, last word on the line. De Omer Rabbi Yosef, Vitem Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol Hamukdim B'Pasuk Zeh, etc., etc., etc. What does it mean, de Omer Rav Yosef? With a dalad. De?
As.
Rav Yosef says, or maybe Rav Yitzchak says, that with regard to the pasuk of Shiva Saminim, which one do you make a bracha over first? Whichever is mentioned first in the pasuk. So as Rashi explains, you see that the concept of precedence is a very significant concept. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda goes along with that principle. And he says as follows. If when I have two Shivas Haminims, there is a concept of Hakdoma, which one wins the day? Whichever is mentioned first in the pasuk. Then obviously, if I have Shivas Haminim versus non-Shivas Haminim, then obviously, the Shivas Aminim will win the day. If Shivas Aminim can beat another Shivas Aminim, obviously it can beat a non-Shivas Aminim. Now, what do the Chachamim say? How did the Chachamim view this principle of Rabbi Yosef? What did they say? Rabbi Yosef told us, or Rabbi Yitzchak told us, you have two Shivas Aminims, whichever one is mentioned first in the Pasuk, that's the one you make a bracha over. So if you remember, Rashi said, that's only true when I don't have Choviv.
If I don't have a preference, then...
Then you might well be right. But once you've got Choviv, then all other Cheshbonos become totally irrelevant. That's what Rashi says. Which therefore means... If I were to ask you, do the Chachamim hold of Rabbi Yosef's principle or not? Yes. Rabbi Yosef's principle was, whichever is mentioned first in the Pasuk, You make a bracha. But do the chacham hold of it?
Yes.
When?
When you don't have a preference.
When I don't have a chaviv. But if I do have a chaviv.
Chaviv, when's the day?
Problem is, Rabbi Yosef, when he presented our klal, of whichever is mentioned first in the pasuk, he didn't distinguish between chaviv and not chaviv. So it does sound like the Rabbi Yosef set a principle, which is, in all cases, Shiva Saminim, you always, always, always go for what's mentioned first in the pasuk, even at the expense of chaviv. That's what it sounds like. Which would be another way of saying the Chachamim don't hold of Rabbi Yosef's principle. Now, look at Tosfos. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyah Laktim Domer Rabbi Yosef Pirish Rashi V'Hari Lafi Girsa Zu. According to this Girsa, Asya, it would fit in. Hod Omer Rabbi Yosef Kol HaMuktam, etc. Only Kerev Yehuda Dafka. If you are old, if your giras is de Amarab, de, this is an explanation, one of the other, then it sounds like you're telling me that Rabbi Yosef is the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda. Ah, that means the Chachamim don't fit in with Rabbi Yehuda. However, Avul Rabbi Shemaya Goris, Rabbi Shemaya had a girsa, Omar Rabbi Yosef, and not de Omar. What's the difference between Omar and de Omar? If you say duh, then one is the explanation of the other. If you say Omar, then it's a brand new principle. It's unconnected to what we said before, and everybody could agree. If you say Omar of Yosef, va'asya alibe de Rabbanon, this is what you just said, Rav Moshe Zelig, then it would even fit in with the Rabbanon. How so? Umayri she'ein chavivin zeh mizeh. If there is no particular chaviv, one over the other, then what? Then whichever one is mentioned first in the pasuk. Daha azlinon basar muktam. Then indeed, you would go with whichever is mentioned first in the pasuk, as long as chaviv is not a factor. Dehi b'chavivin. But if chavivin is a factor, then pshita de chaviv koidem. This is the opinion of the chachamim. Even other minim, even ohadoma beats shiva saminim if it's chaviv. Omri rabbanon de mavorech al eizah sheyiritze. If a radish can beat a zayis, then obviously, why? Because it's chaviv. Then obviously, if I've got two shiva saminims, which one would I go for? Whichever is chaviv. Milsa to Rabbi Yosef, Milsa ba'api nafsho. So according to that, Rabbi Yosef's principle is ba'api nafsho. What does ba'api nafsho mean? It stands alone, and it's not connected to the previous part of the sugya. It's not connected to Rabbi Avyuda. It's not connected to the machlekes chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Everybody in theory could hold of Rabbi Yosef's rule. As you said, Rabbi Moshe Zelig, Rabbi Yehuda will say it applies in all cases, and the Rabbanon will say it applies only if there is no chaviv. Says Tosfos, I'm sorry to tell you, v'loy nahira. This does not shine. It does not appear to me. The besamuch mashma, because later on the implication is going to be the goras. We have a girsa, the Omar Rav Yosef, va'asya k'Rav Yehuda dafka. Later on, there's going to be a proof that actually this principle only fits in with Rabbi Yehuda and not the Chachamim. Why? Now this is based on Gemara on Omer Beis, which we haven't yet seen. But it says there, it says the Komar of Chista v'Rav Nuna have a Yosvi Besuda, so they were sitting together eating a meal. Omar lay and one said to the other, Loi sovar lo ma lahodar of Yosef to Omar kol ha-muktam. Don't you hold of Rav Yosef's principle? What do you mean I don't hold the principle? Maybe I do. I just hold that Rav Yosef's principle is only applicable when there's no chaviv. And maybe in that particular case there was chaviv. What was the case over there? The case over there was that he made a bracha over the non-shiva saminim. Oh, what's going on? Don't you hold of Rav Yosef? Maybe I do hold of Rav Yosef. But Rav Yosef is only true when there's no chaviv. And maybe in that story there was a chaviv. So what's the big question? So you see from the Gemara's question that it's either or. Either you hold of the principle or you don't. You don't hold of it half. That's why I don't really like Rav Shemaya's Gersa.
So the concept of color is a personal concept.
Right.
And then Kedima is Chav Tor, what's a Chav Tor Hashem. So how could his personal Chavivus trump?
Because all a question of Chashivus. It's all a question of Chashivus. How do I attach Chashivus? The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu attaches Chashivus to it is 100% true.
Why is that not true?
Because in Hilchas Brachas, when I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe the fact that I enjoy the food more gives the bracha more Chashivus. It's more of a thanks. Right, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's very significant in Zayis, I don't really enjoy Zayisim, I enjoy apples, therefore when I thank Hashem for apples, maybe that's more Chashiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's more of a thanksgiving. One more Tosfos, B'mai Pligi. We're trying to work out what exactly was the machlokes according to Rabbi Yirmiyah Klema. My time with Rabbi Yehuda. Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that Shiva Saminim is Adif of a Shiva Samin Adif? My Adifus Shaychebuhu. Which Adifus are you talking about? Achashayni Cholin Lifter Shaminim. You obviously can't exempt other meaning. This way Rashi explains as well. When the Gemara said, according to Rav Yirmiyah, my pligi, what it meant was, what, you're only going to make one bracha and that will exempt the other? That can't be. Well, Mashani, you're quite right. The Gemara answers, Dohadifus, in what way is it superior? Have a min hahakdoma. It's only superior in the fact that it will take first place, but not that I'll make a bracha over one and that will exempt both. So what's the chashivas? What is the adifas? The fact that it gets hakdama. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We're going to continue Mitz Hashem on Thursday, all being well. We'll see the Gemara all the way till the two dots on the base. There is also a Tosfos, in fact there's two Tosfosim, the top two Tosfosim, number one and two. And then we will stop. Once we stop, we will look in Shulchan Aruch. Now this is something that we can all do by ourselves. Maybe we'll print it on a sheet, maybe not. We can all look it up ourselves. We know how we do this. We look at the letters. In the margin over here. So have a look at the top of the Omud. Can you see where it says Oma Ula? Look at the Gemara on Mimalef and Madalef. Oma Ula. Machloikes b'shabir koisei and shavos. Rabbi Yehuda Sava min shiva. You see little Aleph there? By min shiva odif. And then again, Abba b'shein, there's a little base. This is an Aleph and there's a base. So look at the top of the Ayin Mishpat, top left-hand corner of the page. Ayin Aleph and Beis, Maimini, that's the Rambam, Perches Brachas, Tor Shulchan Aruch, Eirachayim, Simon Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph. So everybody is, you can circle that if you want, everybody is welcome to see Simon Reish Yud Aleph, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Brura. If you look a little bit further down the page, the principle we just mentioned, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol ha-muktam b'posuk zeh, muktam b'bracha. You see there's a gimel there?
Yeah.
There's your little gimel. So if you look in the gimel, what does it say there? Oyrachayim shom, siv talad. Shom means ibid. So we're in Reish Yud Aleph. We will see Sif Aleph and Sif Dalet with the Mishnah Berurah there, Mitzvah Hashem, next time. But we'll only do that after we finish the Gemara.